Our sages told us that tshuva is so great that it brings healing to the world. When people do tshuva, so then Hashem heals those that are sick. Our sages told us that tshuva is so great that it reaches up to Hashem's throne. All these things were derived from psukim. Our sages told us tshuva is so great that if one person does tshuva, Hashem can sometimes forgive the world. It's known also that Hashem accepts tshuva even if it's just before a person dies. Now, being that we never know when we're going to die, so a person has to do tshuva every day because maybe he's going to die tomorrow. You know, the halacha says on Erev Yom Kippur, we do vidui by mincha. So, why? Why do we do vidui before Yom Kippur even begins, before we even have the sudam of seket, the meal for Yom Kippur? One of the reasons that's given is because who says you're going to live that long? Who says you're going to live to see Yom Kippur? So, I remember when we first learned this halacha in 8th grade, our Rebbe told us that when he was a kid, they once came to shul for mincha, and they all davened. And then when they came back from Ma'ariv, they found one guy still sitting on the bench. He died right after mincha. They found him like dead on the bench in shul when they came back from Ma'ariv for Neila. So he said, you see this halacha, you never know when you're going to go. So that's why we do vidui before Yom Kippur even begins. And a person's supposed to do tshuva every day. You never know when your last day is. How great is Hashem's kindness that He gave us the cure before the illness. That Hashem, before He created the world, one of the things Hashem created was tshuva. Hashem should make us from those that merit to Gan Eden. As David HaMelech said, teach me the ways of life. And if not for the fact that I'm worried I'll be too lengthy, says Rav Nisim Gaon, I'd give a listing of the ma'ala, the elevated stature of the tzaddikim and Baalei Tshuva in the world to come, and the judgment of the Rishayim. And maybe I'll compose another book just on that topic, says Rav Nisim Gaon. But now let's get back to the point of this book. There was once a story about two brothers. One loved to do tzedakah and chesed. He was always doing kindness with people, but he was poor. And the second one was the exact opposite. He would never do anything, nor any acts of kindness. And he was very, very rich. And it came Sukkot, and the last day of Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabbah. And the one who was very poor, his wife told him, here's some money, go buy your children something for the holiday. So he took the money and started going. And the Gabbaim, those that collect tzedakah, bump into him. And they say, maybe you have some money you could give us for tzedakah. So he takes all the money his wife gave him to buy things for the children for the holiday, and he gives it to them for charity. And he sees, after he's done that he has nothing to bring home. So he says, you know what, I'll go to shul. Everyone leaves the esrogim on Hoshana Rabbah. I'll bring home at least the esrogim that everyone leaves behind in shul. No one has anything to do with them. They leave them in shul for whoever wants to take. So he goes and starts collecting the esrogim, and he fills up his all his pockets. He fills up the corners of his garments, and he goes to the edge of the river. And he's a little bit dejected. So there's a ship that's traveling, and he climbs aboard the ship, and he's traveling. Now that king was ill, and he had a dream. And they told him in the dream, the only way you'll be cured is if you eat from the esrogim that the Jews perform the mitzvah with this Sukkot. So the king tells his people, find me some esrogim the Jews used. So his messengers go out, they're traveling, and they bump into this person. And they see a Jew, so they ask him, Jew, what do you have? And he says, I don't have anything that you guys would want. You guys are from the king's palace. I don't have anything that would interest you. So they say, no, we want to check you out. So they take this Jew to the side, and they start searching, and and they find he has a lot of esrogim with him. So they bring him to the king, and the king eats from the esrogim, and he's cured right away. So the king says, okay, now weigh all the esrogim that he brought. Give him that weight in gold. He cured me. The king then asks the person, tell me, what more would you like? So he says, please command your people to bring me back home. And the people of the city should come out and greet me. My whole life, everyone looked down at me. I was the poor man. So now I'm coming back as a wealthy person. You gave me all this wealth. The people should come out to greet me. So the king commands that they should do that. And when he's coming to the city, they have messengers who went in advance and said everyone has to go out and greet this person who saved the king's life. He's coming out, And his brother, who is also wealthy, went out to greet him in a small ship. And as he's traveling, the ship turns over and he drowned and died. And his brother didn't have any family, so all his wealth was really inherited by this brother, who was poor until now. And he comes home, and now he's doubly wealthy, and he tells his wife the story that happened, and he continued doing tzedakah, and he was a very wealthy person for the rest of his life.